Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hour number three of the program happening right now. Glad to have each and every one of you on board on this just fast-moving day here in the DFW. Blink and you miss it. Corey Seager. Oh, by the way. We'll see him the rest of the year.
Appendicitis.
Just, bro.
Why couldn't you let me try?
Because you know what? I didn't want to hear it. All right? This show has been light speed, okay? Light speed, this program today. You had Jerry asking for all the smoke to start the program off.
My boy Nick Harris, he said, the stuff you're writing?
I see it. I see it, boy. When I'm in between rewatching The Gambler.
Go ahead and write the story as I speak. How about you just get your little nifty notepad out about right now, Nick Harris, Fort Worth Star-Telegram.
We could get five players today.
I love it. He said three to – maybe we'll trade them right
maybe
now.
Five.
We'll trade them right now for a player.
Real quick, I'll tell you what. Do you have the cuts? Do you have the cuts? Get cut six ready for us.
You like that neighbor's kid? What if we got him?
Tell you what, we might make a move on him right now.
How would y'all feel about that?
Tell you what, I'm ballsy enough. I might start CD, George, and Malik.
We got run defense. We got Kenny
Clark. Let me tell you about Kenny Clark.
I've got five cuts.
Let me tell you about Kenny Clark. You want what?
I got five cuts.
What the hell's Jet Nelson doing?
Well, hang on. Let me see.
You bet now. You got a second batch.
Okay. Well, maybe that's what it is. Maybe. Hang on.
All right.
Stand by.
Go ahead and just.
Are you trying to tell me you ain't got a second? I hear everything that Jet Nelson says.
Go ahead and just knock on the glass to your left.
How many cuts did he give you? Because there's a lot in there now.
11. So okay, there's 11 then, yeah, altogether. I need cuts.
11 like Micah.
Okay.
No more 7-11. Trayvon Diggs tweeted the heartbreaking emoji.
At 10 o'clock, we will go through all the tweets that have been sent out. We will do a tweet update.
All right, we're good here. This
might be, and again, look, for everything that Jerry said that left you scratching your head.
He was on it today.
I didn't want to get into it. I mean, and look, we didn't have enough time to get into it with Peter because he said, oh, he seemed kind of down. I'm like, okay. And see, I'm glad he said that. And I don't like to talk about guests after we have mom. Because, look, Peter was great, and we'll have him on again when the Packers come to visit. But when he said, oh, Jerry seemed like he was trying to cover up, no. See, that's the difference between national media and local media, all right?
Or just outsider.
Exactly, outsiders, right? Because Jerry was in his bag today. As far as I saw,
he's still an older gentleman that's going to stumble over his words, but he knew what was going on. He wasn't like, where did that question come
here's
from?
Here's the thing. Yeah, no. Is Jerry going to ask you to repeat it three different times and try to get it out the way he wants it to say?
What did he say to our boy? What were you trying to, Archer? He was like, are you trying to say? Archer's like, no.
Ask that question again. And, you know, when you watch The Gambler, the Netflix special, all right, you're reminded of when Jerry bought this team and how Jerry, I mean, because again, Jerry's never shied away from the microphone.
You said it during the Jerry interview that he is living under the 1990s guidelines.
It's still, always 1995 still, with Jerry Jones.
Still, it doesn't matter if we're talking about the mic stuff, contracts, how the team operates, how he operates.
I had to deal with Emmett in an Arizona Cardinal uniform. Okay. Yeah. I mean, I've been here, done that.
Okay.
Got a response for everything.
By the way, Emmett was 50 when he went to Arizona and it was a shell of himself at that point.
I think the only question Jerry did not answer today was the timeline stuff. Sort of.
He gave a very ambiguous Jerryism.
I'm not going to answer that, and then still kind of answer it on the back end.
You know, when they asked him about, that wasn't in April, that was in March or whatever. You know,
one day before.
There was a lot that he got to, and I also now I will agree with Bobby when he said there was a lot of stuff that he did not get into.
Yeah.
All right. Again, I firmly believe.
I don't think he wanted to get into the fifth year option thing because when that question was asked, he was a little bit like.
He did say that he wanted to, and he after he had Clarence clarify what he meant by that, he confirmed, we told him that.
I was just me reading in between the lines. Like when Clarence first, he made Clarence repeat it twice. He never really answered it. And at the very end of Jerry talking, he goes like, yeah, I said that. And then kind of was like, next question. He wasn't like, I said that fifth year option. We told him kick rocks or fifth year. He didn't come out the gate. So he was like, is this question just got out? Because that was what? An hour before the presser? This whole fifth-year option?
A couple hours before the presser, absolutely. But at the same time, too, though, Jerry's also, again, Jerry the businessman versus Jerry the general manager, as we've all learned and grown to love, two very different people. I keep going back to, and I really, it's kind of interesting that he dropped the gambler when he did. Because I'm a firm believer that while,
sets a tone.
While it's a love letter to Jerry, it's also a blueprint to literally how he does everything. Yeah. Okay? Like, he gave you the
you think
old...
he sent our boy Mulligetta a sneak preview copy?
By the
Editor's
way...
cut.
He absolutely did. Hell, he probably went ahead and voiced over while he was doing it, right?
Go ahead and skip to season 3.
Hey, go ahead and fast forward to episode 3. This is the business you're about to get. It's the Emmett episode. Look, there's a lot of things he said in the press conference today. And I thought, and I think it was Nick who asked him this. I could be wrong. And
a lot of questions.
Apologize for whoever asked this question. But when they asked, hey, George Pickens is a Mulligetta client.
Yeah.
Does this mean that, you know, this is going to fracture how you guys, you know, does this pretty much take him off the table? He said, I don't think he's fragile. You can't be in this business. I know I'm certainly not. And so that made, which was a compliment. I mean, that's the most endearing thing he has said.
Yeah. Acknowledged
him first to your exactly, and then said he's not fragile.
Yeah. And
which is about as tough love Jerry as you get, mm-hmm. because he said nothing nice about David Mulligetta to this point.
So after all the smoke has happened, Fred Davis and the Tolos. What do you think was the real reason? Because we thought it was Mulligetta for a little bit, maybe. And maybe it still is.
No, I think it still is. I think it's twofold. I think two things are at play here.
Because they thought about this pretty much since Schottenheimer was hired. They've had the idea of trading Micah.
I think there's two things are at play here. One, and the reason why I said the gambler thing, why I was interested, why it's interesting that it dropped when it did, and maybe if it would have been dropped earlier, it could have changed negotiations. But one... Jerry, and this goes back to something Clarence Hill told us on Saturday about Jerry wanted Micah to have that same relationship with Micah that he had with Michael Irvin. Mm-hmm. Okay. And Micah.
And Jerry's made it very clear in all of his pressers.
But here's the thing. Micah's not Michael.
Nope.
Okay. And not necessarily as a player, but I'm just talking about, and really not even a player. Ability, yes. But as far as his intensity and his drive, because one thing about Michael Irvin, and Troy Aikman will tell you this. All right. You didn't question him in big games.
Nope.
All right. 88 was that dude in practice. I mean, think about this. His life had been threatened, and he's out working out. Okay. I don't know that Micah Parsons is that dude. All right. I just don't. But that's neither here nor there. But more importantly, and I told you this morning when you and I talked about this, was that, and this was before the trade even went down, I said, this thing has gotten ugly. This thing has gotten to be kind of like an ugly divorce, an ugly custody battle. And I felt like Jerry Jones have felt like that Micah had been disloyal to him and he was about to get the Jimmy Johnson treatment.
Yeah.
And that to me is ultimately what took place.
Yeah, it got ugly pretty quickly. I think we can all agree. It has had less.
And it's been like that.
I think it had less to do about money. Obviously,
I don't think it had anything to do with money. I think you're exactly right.
The contract coming out now, I'll say this. I wouldn't have wanted the Cowboys to pay that for Micah. I would not feel good if they paid Micah Parsons $47 a year. Because that indicates that this team is set. You've got all your top dogs. You've got no money to spend. And this team is going to carry you with Dak Prescott, CeeDee Lamb, and Micah Parsons. And while all of us listening may enjoy those players and their personalities, and they're super fun to watch, and their highlight reels, and they put up a bunch of stats, I don't think any Tolos would agree that core three, as we've seen over the last couple of years, is not going to propel you to a Super Bowl. So my take on it is that it's kind of a lose-lose for both teams. I think it's a lose for the Cowboys.
You think?
I think it's a lose-lose for both teams.
Why?
So I'll start with the Packers. I think it might be a little bit easier.
Okay.
I think it's a loss for the Packers because you lose, obviously, our boy Kenny Clark. So you lose interior defensive line help, and you get edge rushers with Roshon Gary. You have a new edge rush duo.
Jerry's rubbing his hands listening to you say this. That's right, Kenny Clark. Tell him, Blake. Tell him. We fleeced him. We're better in this deal.
He's got the Venmo from Jerry. But I personally, I'm going to disagree with our boy Patrick, right? Our guest that we had on?
Yeah.
Peter, excuse me.
Peter.
I disagree with Peter, respectfully. I don't think the Packers are Super Bowl favorites now. I think they're not.
Well, he said it's Super Bowl or bust.
Super Bowl or bust, but I don't think they're there. I think Jordan Love is good, not great.
Yeah.
I think their wide receiver room is below average. So now you have just made the window for winning right now. And I can pull up some numbers in a second.
You think the receiver room is below average?
Yeah. I'd say below average. Name one marquee receiver. They got a bunch of dudes. They got a bunch of Jalen Tolberts. Don't get it twisted. They got a bunch of names that we all...
Jalen Reed's better than Jalen Tolbert.
Agreed, but C plus to C minus.
Okay. By the way, RJ Cho was going to have us in the next segment. All right, continue. I would say they're better. It's better than below. I would say it's average to good. I would say it's average to good.
Right at average. But you've now made the window where you have no money to spend. And you've put it all in Micah.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio.
TNCs
apply, in app only.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Parsons, and I'm not going to sit here and switch up. I know we joked about it this morning.
Yeah.
Michael Parsons is a great player. Don't get it twisted.
I agree.
But for $47 million,
dude, that's stupid.
And I have no problem with
the Cowboys not paying
I
that.
I would not have wanted the Cowboys to pay that. And I've had these conversations with my friends, with you, with other people for the last couple years.
Notice how he said his friends and then me. Continue.
I love Micah, but he has deficiencies. One being what Jerry talked about. Yeah. Even if you guys don't like him, he's not great at stopping the run. That is a fact.
Jerry made sure to point that
out.
He
is not good at stopping the run. So now the Packers have lost their best run stuffer in Kenny Clark, who is now in the Cowboys.
Yeah.
And you got him and Gary that are going to be great at rushing the passer. I don't like that win now move because all your eggs are in Micah and Jordan Love and obviously like Josh Jacobs and Gary and stuff like that. Yeah. But I don't think this team's ready to make that jump. Now, obviously, Gutekunst.
No, they got
Packers
to, though.
Believe in it. You're putting all your eggs. And then for the Cowboys, I'll quickly go and then I'll go back to you. You're getting Kenny Clark, which we've talked about, cool, whatever. I think he's B+ defensive tackle, better than anybody you had in your room outside of Osa, but you know, 3 tech, yeah. 1 tech. You're getting 2 firsts, and I'm not saying anything that's brand new. You're getting 2 firsts, which is great. Everyone, you're getting 2 firsts, you can do this, do that. They're not going to be good picks.
It'll be back in the first round.
And so when I look at that, you've given up Micah Parsons. I didn't think you were going to be good with Micah. 9 wins, Blake predicted. I don't think you're going to be good without Micah. 7 wins, Blake's prediction. Yeah. Spoiler. So now, obviously, your pick is going to be better than the Packers. I think most people would assume, barring an injury.
Yeah.
So, cool, you have your own pick, maybe in the top 10, maybe top 12, whatever. That Packers pick is going to be what, 22, 23?
I mean, if they're as good as they say they want to be, it's going to be in the 27 to 32 range. If it's as good as they think it's going to be.
That's always the thing when you're making these trades. Like, if you make this trade,
you're packaging this deal.
You make this trade with the Raiders, I have a completely different tone. One, you're trading to the AFC. Two, you're trading to a team that's not good, so you're going to have a good draft pick. And Micah Parsons, to me, is not going to turn around the Raiders. I think he obviously has a better chance of elevating the Packers.
Which is probably why a team like the Raiders doesn't make that move, though.
Agreed, but I think Jerry said he limited the teams that obviously had money to pay Micah.
Teams that had cap space and had a D-tackle.
And had a D-tackle that was, I guess, willing to deal. So I get it. I don't know all the teams that were available. I wasn't in Jerry's negotiation room.
I mean, hey, he did a much more detailed search than our boy Nico did. Wink, wink.
And you trade him to your rival outside of the division that's knocked you out of the playoffs 3 out of the last 10 years.
Still doesn't care.
Giving you some of your most embarrassing playoff losses. And last but not least, you traded him to the guy, to the team that he did the podcast with.
And that might be it. And that might be part of the reason why he did it. Oh, you want to talk to him after that? Go ahead.
Go join him.
Go ahead. Now you can do all the podcasts.
Jordan Love and Micah, if I just say those two, does that strike fear in you? It doesn't to me. I'll be honest. I'm not being a revisionist. That doesn't strike fear in me.
You're not wrong.
Micah and Jordan Love.
Micah, you know what
and
you're
I
getting.
I love Micah.
We get that. I just think but to your point, Jordan Love, there's a lot of people who have question marks about Jordan Love.
I'll ask you this. Now that he's not here, I feel we can speak maybe even just a little bit more freely. We always did, but just even more. Do you think, I think Micah Parsons is great against offensive coordinators that don't know what they're doing.
Yeah.
I think offensive coordinators that are really talented scheme out Micah Parsons, and we've seen it.
I mean, look, we saw Clint Kubiak do it.
When they go against these elite offenses, you see Micah Parsons get schemed out of the game or different techniques and different stuff where Micah Parsons isn't getting 3 sacks and a pressure every other play and living in the backfield. All of a sudden, they're running
towards
him.
But is that also an indictment on Dan Quinn?
I think it's an indictment on Dan Quinn. I think it's an indictment on the rest of the roster not looking good and they can focus all on Micah Parsons. So it makes sense why both teams did it. I just think in 5 years from now, 3 years from now, we're going to look back. And I don't think either team's going to benefit to what they thought they may.
That's a great take. What does RJ Ochoa from Blogging the Boys have to say? We've got him on next, talking all things Micah Parsons, who's no longer a Dallas Cowboy. Lots to get to. Don't go anywhere. It's Fan After Dark.
This segment of Fan After Dark is brought to you by the Frankels. If you've been injured in a car or truck wreck, call Frankel first. 214-817-333-3333. With Frankel & Frankel, there's never an out-of-pocket cost, and they only get paid when you win. Frankel & Frankel, the go-to car truck work attorneys in Dallas.
It's such a big show today when a superstar like Micah Parsons gets traded that two staples of the program, fair foul and extra credit, get cut from the program.
because at 9:40 we're giving you the Tolos and the Fatties what you want. We are going to play some of the Micah, We're going to play some of the Jerry cuts at 9:40, 10 o'clock. We'll do a little show reset, 10:20. We will do a top five. Shout out to our boy Connor Live Say, who was at Epstein's Island the last time we talked to him.
Allegedly.
Okay. Allegedly. Hey, his phone, much like Ocho Cinco's, kept cutting in and out. Now, we do know he's freed because he is tweeting.
I want to say Epstein Island is like a theme park now.
Yeah, I don't think it's that. I'm pretty sure it's not.
Have you not seen the tweets? They're like redoing it to be a theme park. I'm not being funny right now. I promise you, look it up. They're making Epstein Island a theme park.
Interesting. I don't know that I would want to go to that theme
park. Like a resort, like a hotel resort theme park. How much would you pay?
None. Now,
would you give up Micah Parsons for him?
If you told us that they would pay us to do a remote there, then I might be interested. All right, so real quick, 9:40, we've got Jerry cuts, 10 o'clock, we'll reset everything, 10:20, top five, we'll get to that here in a little bit, and then, of course, we'll get you out of here. But coming up next, right now, it's been a long show. Right now, let's go out to the D&M Leasing Hotline. Welcome to the program. One of the best. By the way, a superstar in the making. Yep. I mean, if he wasn't a superstar already, you saw him on The Gambler.
Yeah, all right? You did.
You saw him on The Gambler. I'm surprised there's probably an invoice coming to us after we have him on. The one, the only from Blogging the Boys, Mr. RJ Ochoa. And RJ, I guess number one, what's your shock value right now, now that we're a few hours removed from the Micah Parsons trade?
It's great to be with you guys. I'm doing this appearance pro bono, so don't say I don't have a heart. I'll say that the fan crew, you know, I count myself among the Tolos and, you know, really listen intently to what you guys are saying. And I had, you know, within the last 24 hours, I'd say, shifted, you know, what I viewed to be the most likely result of this whole saga. And number one on my sort of thought process was that he would inevitably be traded. I like a lot of people, had kind of planted my thought flag in it happening in the spring after this season, you know, maybe doing the back injury dance all season long. I will say I thought this was the least possible thing of all possible permutations that he would get traded, you know, before week one, let alone today, was pretty stunning. And it is actually kind of funny that all the internet rumors were right, you know, that we kind of just like laughed off and shrugged off and, oh no, it's if he gets traded, it won't be the Packers. It'll be some AFC team or something like that. So that's kind of amplifying the shock for me. It all feels very surreal. This is one of the stranger days in Dallas Cowboys history, and certainly it's one of the stranger days since I've been covering the team professionally.
RJ, do you agree with Jerry Jones when he made the claim that I didn't know if he was going to go this far? He said the team is better without Micah Parsons and with the addition of Kenny Clark.
Look, I've coped myself into a lot of things. I mean, a lot. I feel for Kenny Clark. I'm not a Mavericks fan. I'm a Spurs fan. So this is my first kind of, you know, deep cut like this. You know, I don't park my car in the same garage as all of you or most of you. And I worry for Kenny Clark that he's going to get Anthony Davis. Everyone's going to kind of just hate him for a little while because he's associated with this. I certainly think. I saw Nui Scruggs tweet that, you know, Kenny Clark was better than Mozzie Smith. And, I mean, well, yeah.
I mean, it's like, hot take. You
know, right, exactly. And so did the Cowboys get better at defensive tackle today? Sure. Yeah. I mean, fine. Or is that the question? Yeah, obviously. But, I mean, they took like 12 steps back to take that one step forward. I know you've got to say what you've got to say when you're in that position. I just, you know, I don't know anyone who – you know, has a sound mind that believes it in any kind of way.
See, I guess, look, I don't know that they necessarily took 12 steps back. I really, really don't. And I've seen a couple of people talk about how, you know, maybe this means more about how shoddy is perceived in the room. And you wonder if maybe he's wielding a little bit more power as far as, you know, control, not necessarily control over the roster.
Just
but
to say.
Yeah, look. I feel like Shoddy's definitely put his foot down more so than, say, a Mike McCarthy ever did. And you just wonder, and Bobby Belt talked about this when we had him on just a little bit ago, that I'm not going to say that it was the final straw, but you had a lot of folks on the coaching staff and some of the players were not too happy when he was laying on the table in the last preseason game.
Well, first of all, Bobby's a fraud and a loser, and I don't trust anything that he has to say. But in all seriousness, I mean, sure, maybe laying on the table, rub people the wrong way. You know, Jerry said in the presser that he believes that David Mulugeta is not fragile enough that their relationship would be compromised in the name of negotiating with George Pickens. I would hope that nobody is so fragile that Micah's laying on the table would, you know, just push him out the door. And the reason I get what you're saying, and I understand maybe it's not quite 12 steps back. I do think it is from a disposition standpoint. And I don't, you know, I don't mean to, you know, take shots at anybody, but I don't view this as anybody putting their foot down. If we were having this conversation, you know, in the middle of April and you guys said, hey, you come on because they just traded Micah right now, I would totally believe it. I would be willing to walk that walk with you and say, yeah, you know what? Brian clearly walked in, took a look at things and said, this guy can't be somebody who I work with and they're going to follow him. But the fact that they came this far, I mean, a week from now, the first game will almost be over. And so it just, you know, none of it smells like it was part of any kind of plan. I mean, if I have to make one guess, and it is admittedly a guess, you know, not based on any kind of information, it's that, you know, feelings got involved and feelings got hurt and maybe they were compromised by laying on the trainer's table. But I in no way personally am buying that this was some declaration of power or you have to do things our way, because, I mean, they traded the guy on August 28th.
RJ, when it comes to this new look Dallas Cowboys with no longer having number 11 from Harrisburg and having Kenny Clark, what does the Cowboys' near future, the next 3 years, look like? Obviously, they loaded up on draft picks now. You got two in the 26th draft, two in the 27th draft. Jerry hinted at maybe trading one of those picks for a player. You got Dak on a big contract, CD on a big contract. What do the Cowboys look like now with all this new money and no Micah Parsons?
I think that defensively, you know, I was always giving them a benefit of the doubt because of Micah specifically. I mean, with all due respect, I know we like a lot of players and we're, you know, high on some players' potential. I mean, the entire defense got worse.
Correct.
And you know, there's just no way of denying that. So it is painful how much, you know, Dak Prescott is kind of living the same life that Tony Romo lived. And this feels very circa 2012, 2013, excuse me, when they had no defense to save their lives. And it just had to be Romo and Dez throwing them into games. And then they finally found some semblance of a run game. And by the time everything else had caught up, it was too late for Tony. And so, I mean, this feels, I mean, like, need I remind everyone that the last time they played football, you know, as far as a regular season as a whole without Micah was 2020. And that was one of the worst defenses that the Cowboys have ever fielded. Now, does Micah make that big of a difference? No, but now when we do the calculus of this all, they are now down. I mean, a week from now, they have to play a game without their two starting pass rushers from last year. You've got DeMarcus Lawrence gone in free agency. You obviously traded Micah Parsons. Is Dante Fowler enough to carry things opposite of pick who you want in the moment? I mean, nobody trusts Sam Williams, right? Everyone thinks he's going to have a penalty. Marshawn Nealon, I know we're pumped about Donovan Ezeraku. Like, this is, you know, it was always going to have to be an offensive team in a way, just because of the way the game works these days in the NFL. But it is truly going to have to be Dak, Stidi, and George Pickens carrying them on a week-to-week basis.
The one thing that Jerry did mention, though, and Steven mentioned this, was that, you know, the thing they feel about with Eberflus's defense is that you can scheme a pass rush. And, you know, look, his defenses have never had in 6 or 7 years that he's either been a DC or head coach of the Bears. He's never had a guy with more than 11 sacks. You know, and yet they were a halfway decent defense in Indianapolis and, you know, had a decent defense at the end of his Chicago run. Don't we think, though, that, you know, this team can be a middle of the road defense with the kind of offense that you got?
Yeah, I mean, I would offer, though, we have no idea what this run game is going to look like. I mean, I think we think the passing game is going to be great, but the passing game is also somewhat dependent on, you know, this young offensive line finding itself. So, like, this house of cards was already, you know, pretty loose.
And it was.
To your point, like, it could totally stand the test of the regular season. But, I mean, this isn't – maybe it's not the house that, you know, the little piggy built out of straw, but it is the house that the little piggy built out of twigs, right? So,
built,
you know,
out of Dak.
Maybe one maybe one huff and puff doesn't blow this down, but that second one, you know, Micah could have been that, you know, that extra twig or two to give you just that extra bit of stability, you know, across your team as a whole. You know, I saw a tweet a while ago, and I almost responded to it. Somebody saying, like, Micah, you know, people are now coping and whatever. Somebody said he was totally checked out of the, you know, the season last year. And I almost responded and said, you know, let's go watch that Bengals game when they, you know, fought tooth and nail and almost won and had the special teams gaff at the end. And then he stormed off at the end of it. Like, one of the biggest reasons they were in all those games, you know, that Cooper Rush had to start was because of Micah Parsons. And I know he missed time, obviously, earlier in the year, but he was one of those handful of defensive players who could make up for not having a franchise quarterback and obviously amplify having one. So this, you know, I'm excited, I guess, about the run defense and Kenny Clark and maybe Saquon Barkley will be held under 40 yards or something next week. But at a certain point, you know, someone's going to look around and go, man, you know, Micah Parsons would really help right now.
RJ, so do you see them trading Micah Parsons as a rebuild? And I know it's kind of nuanced because they're kind of half rebuild by trading your best player for picks, but you got Kenny Clark back, you got Dak still, you got CD. Are the Cowboys looking at the draft and looking at an Arch Manning and looking to rebuild while also being competitive? If you had to pick their brain, what kind of mode are the Cowboys front office in right now for the future of this team?
The verbiage I used a lot last year is what I thought about when I did our live show about this a little while ago. They don't have a North Star. That's really how I feel about them. I mean, you can't, you know, it's one thing if their North Star is something we disagree with, right? You know, maybe in any team, right? A team is tanking or a team is going for it, but every move they make is, you know, in that direction. And they're not doing that, right? Like the fact that they waited as long as they did to sign Dak last year, literally signing him in the most inefficient manner possible. The fact that they traded Micah at this point on, you know, basically on the final day that they could is done in the most inefficient manner possible. So if they had moved on from Dak, if they hadn't signed him and right now they were starting like Justin Fields, who they signed in free agency, then I would totally be willing to say, okay, they're clearly rebuilding. They're clearly going to kind of restart this thing. They want to stock up on draft picks, whatever. But, you know, by committing to Dak, they, you know, they tell themselves, okay, we have this window. I mean, because Dak, you can like Arch Manning all you want, is the starting quarterback, you know, at least through 2027. So you have now, you know, hindered that window. So I feel like they're moving in different directions, and they're not necessarily polar opposites of one another, but they're magnetized towards things that have nothing to do with one another. You're half, you know, moving forward and all in and trying to build around this window, and you're also half rebuilding and restocking for the future. It's nice to have multiple first round draft picks, but I mean, are they going to be here too late? Are you going to find your Zach Martin as Tony Romo's in the twilight of his career? Are you going to find your Zeke Elliott for Dak Prescott whenever it's too late for him? It kind of feels.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose.
So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday doorbuster deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time doorbuster deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium, unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Feels that way at this point.
All right, get you out of here with this, and you touched on it earlier, and I thought it was a great question that was asked. Look, we all know that, we don't all know, but the us ball knowers do, that David Mulligetta represents George Pickens. If George goes out, and let's just have fun with this conversation. Let's say George goes out and balls as your number two, goes over 1,000 yards and solidifies himself. It's like, hey, he might be that dude. He's not the problem child we all thought he was. What is that negotiation going to look like? And is there any way under God's green earth that George Pickens re-signs with the Cowboys next year?
If it were me, like, even if it weren't David Mulligetta, even if I was just Agent X or Agent Zero, if it was DeMar Vion representing him, I would say he's got to be the highest paid receiver in the NFL. I mean, like, you can make an argument, and this didn't come to pass. For full context, I was against the Pickens trade. I'm into it now, but to show you where my cards were.
No, that's fair.
But even then, the moment after they made the trade, I said, okay, fine, I'm not for this. But they made the trade. The first thing they should do is extend him. And I said then, whenever it was months ago, I said, if you don't, he could have held out. On some level, George Pickens could have said, oh, that's awesome. You just traded for me. Well, I'm eligible for a new deal. You know, I want it now. And you have already given me more leverage than I already have by trading a third-round draft pick for me. So I'm not even going to, take the field in your uniform, whether I'm wearing 13 or 3, until you give me a new deal. So he didn't do that, and they're very fortunate about that. And you can argue whatever you want, but I think if George Pickens balls out, he is going to ask, or his representation is going to ask, to be the highest paid receiver in the NFL, and the Cowboys will have very, very, very little ground to stand on.
Boy, so you mean to say we could have this David Mulligetta drama all over again next year? So I'll tell you what, at the very least, it gives us something to look forward to. RJ, real quick, for the folks that are not as plugged in as they need to be just yet, where can they find you on the socials and Blogging the Boys?
BloggingTheBoys.com, home for all of our coverage, myself and our fantastic staff. I'm on social basically everywhere at RJ Ochoa. Anywhere you consume any kind of content, just search for me. We can hang out. We can commiserate together. And I should leave on this note. I mentioned I'm not a Mavericks fan. I'm also not a Rangers fan. I'm a Houston Astros fan, and it's nice to see at least one team in Texas standing tall.
I knew there was going to be some Astros dig when it was all said and done. RJ, great stuff from you as always, my friend. Let's do this again soon.
Yeah, have a good one, guys. O'Doyle rules.
Appreciate you. The one, the only, RJ Ochoa. All right, coming up next, let's hear a few things that Jerry had to say. If you missed his press conference from earlier, look, it was vintage Jerry Jones. Don't go anywhere. It's Fan After Dark.
Is there anybody particular around the league that you feel like should come into the organization, can make an impact for y'all?
I mean, the dude sit right next to me, man. You know what I mean? That'd be pretty cool. That'd be pretty cool, no?
That'd be pretty cool. Yeah, I guess it would be if you're a Green Bay Packer fan. Can we stop the cap?
That was Jordan Love talking to Micah Parsons after the Cowboys got eliminated.
Boys now.
By the Packers, and they were doing their little podcasting and whatnot. So manifested, all you Packers fans out there should be happy. You got your guy.
We're stopping the cap, though. We're going to stop the cap real quick.
Go ahead.
All right. Outside of the fact that, yes, it was a news grabbing.
Let's just wait till 10. We're going to get.
You're right. We're going to hijack the segment because we did say. Tell you what, 10 o'clock. Quick tease. All trades, even in DFW, when they include the same digit, are not created equal.
Before we play this audio, someone said on the YouTube there's a commercial playing. So Trevor, if you could just remove that commercial from YouTube.
Listen, I don't control YouTube commercials.
That means we're making money, right? If commercials are playing?
I don't think we're making the money.
Why don't we get a cut of that?
Again, that's a question.
I just got told by Lucius that the reads that I do, they used to get paid directly. Oh. And now I want to know who I need to write a letter to.
I mean, you could probably just send a text message, would be my guess.
Yes, but it means more when I put that US stamp
pin to the paper.
Send a raven. It'll get back.
I think a pigeon is what you're looking for.
You can
for.
Also send a raven. I'm We've had this talk before.
Ravens don't.
Ravens deliver messages.
I believe.
Okay, you. Pigeons yeah, do pigeons. Carry
What's
messages.
A raven going to do?
Carry the message, bro.
No, they don't.
Hark?
They don't.
No, pigeons are the number one. I'm not disagreeing with that. But
oh, so you're gonna leave it up to a raven that may or may not get the message to you, and you know a pigeon will.
Okay, so a pigeon easily shot out of the sky, pudgy, not very mobile.
Oh,
a raven,
oh,
quick, nimble, dark.
By the way, not very mobile. Let's start with people that are pigeon-toed, far more athletic than those that are not. And go ahead and raise your hand if you're pigeon-toed.
I've seen a lot of pigeon-toed folks in my life, and good amount of them are not
Blake,
athletic. So.
Like, I'll give you Please. This. Ravens are one of the smartest birds.
There we go. Thank you. That's all I needed
I
to hear.
I will give you that.
That's all I needed to hear.
But when it comes to male, pigeons are where you're going.
Thank you.
No, I know about pigeon carriers. No, I'm not sure disagreeing with that.
Okay, so you had us hold off the Jerry Jones stuff so you could go on a rant about birds.
You went really? On a rant, bruh.
No, I didn't.
You're still.
Oh, send it on a raven. Send it on a raven. Put the pen to paper. Put it on a raven. All right.
He brought it out with the pigeon.
I know,
pen
I'm sorry. I didn't want to derail it, but that was.
It's too late. Too late. Here is Jerry Jones.
We've got 5 minutes.
Jerry, you know, we got 6 minutes, but I'll tell you what, we can get 6 clips out of this. This is Jerry Jones and just firing heaters. All right. Jerry Jones firing heaters. Chance for a better team without Micah. Clip 2.
We felt it fit for us to have more players, more excellent players, if we do a good job of acquiring those players, plus have a team this year that would give us a better chance, dare I say that?
Nope. Dare I
but
say.
Absolutely. It's not a zero that we're dealing with as not far as how much better that we are trying to be, even not having Micah.
Okay. Explain that last part. Not a zero without trying to have Micah, I think you said at the end.
I'm not really sure what he was meant by that. Let's go on to clip cut 3. This trade has been considered since the spring.
So this trade was not just thought about today. Mm. This trade has been going on in our minds and our strategies and being talked about. It's been going on all spring. It culminated today, and it came quick, but that's the way things go. It does happen fast when it happens. Mark but that. You've laid a lot of water. I mean, you've laid a lot of things out there on the water to make it happen.
Do you think him divulging that information does better or worse for the Jerry supporters that they've been trying to trade him for a while? Like, you know, there was a lot of people, he would never trade him. This just, they happened to hit him with a deal. He didn't like the stuff that happened in the last month, and he traded him versus we've been honestly thinking about trading him for a while now.
I don't think he said that.
Have the idea of.
Since spring. Yeah. But again, this also coincides with the timeline of when him and Micah had the conversation, which was in March and April, mm-hmm. which he's made very clear.
Right before the draft type.
Right.
Timing.
And so, I mean, I think you don't have to choose your own adventure book to figure this out. Mm-hmm. Him and Micah are boys. He thought the relationship was closer than what maybe Micah did. All right. Especially when the agent's not involved. They had a conversation over 2 days, all right? They had the parameters of a deal involved. Once Jerry said, okay, go ahead, we're going to send the paperwork over to your agent. Let's go ahead and dot I's, cross T's, you know, do all the little minutia stuff that we got to do. Let's get this deal done. And then the next day after they sent the stuff over or however it went, and again, I'm speculating here, but this has also been put out there in the masses.
Putting pieces together.
Then Mulligetta and company said no. This is not how we're going to do this. You're not going to put the parameters of a deal together. And Jerry, being Jerry, oh, well, that's what your guy said. And in Jerry's world, guess what? You, the player, can exercise that to your agent that, hey, I want this done. Get this deal done because ultimately David Mulligetta is working for Micah Parsons. Okay, and so as a result, I think that's where things went awry. And when whatever David Mulligetta said back to Jerry Jones, Jerry, as in the words of our boy Michael Jordan, he took that personally.
Yep. What's the next Jerry clip you got for us?
We've got clip number 4. Hey, with all these new draft picks, you could go out and get Pro Bowl type players.
And I'm just going to give you this. Not only do we immediately get a player, But those draft picks could get us, I'm talking top Pro Bowl type players. You won't necessarily get those players. You got to draft them or acquire them. But they could get us as few as three or as many as five outstanding players. Now, not only do they contribute in a game that needs a lot of players on the field, not to be elementary, but they also give you better odds that they're going to be a high percentage of those are going to be available.
I love Jerry because when he answers questions like that, it's like he's breaking news to us.
Yeah, he is.
We could get three of the players, maybe even five if we trade the players.
I mean,
and here you go, Tolos. Those first round picks could be top Pro Bowlers.
I mean, granted, you haven't had one in a while, but especially still, they could be.
Especially picking in the 20s.
They could be, considering that your last two drafts have not been great.
I'm trying to think, but in the 20s, have they hit in the last, I don't want to say 10 years. I don't want to date myself.
I'll put it to you like this. We're going to play one more clip, but before we do that, let's just put it this way. All right. 2024, obviously the jury's still out, but right now you've got potentially four starters out of your 2024 draft. Tyler Guyton, mm-hmm. Marshawn Nealon, mm-hmm. Cooper Beebe, who already is a starter, mm-hmm. and Maris Louafau.
Yep.
Okay. So you got potentially four, right? So not a bad draft.
Two role-ish players and two starters.
Yeah. I mean, Cooper Beebe's legit. Agreed. Cooper Beebe's going to be your starter for the next 10 years. Marshawn Nealon, hey, he might break through this year.
Yeah, yeah.
Friend of the especially program, by the way. Especially, he's going to have his opportunities. And then Maris Louafau, who has looked good.
Yeah.
Not great during the preseason. Yeah. Kind of fell back to earth after the first, but that also was preseason game one. Tyler Guyton is the biggest mystery of all this.
And okay. I'm saying you look at the year before that.
Now, let's be real. 2023 was an absolute disaster.
And you picked late.
2023 might be, 23 is almost a fireball offense.
Read me those picks.
Mozzie Smith.
Bust.
Scooney.
Bust.
Overshown.
Great.
Great. Can't stay healthy. Villamihi Fajoco.
Yeah, not on the team. I think he was on the Chargers for a little bit.
Now, you will get a little bit of solace knowing that you were able to trade Austin Richards. Okay, so we'll go ahead and even though you traded a six-round pick in 2028. Eric Scott Jr.
Not on the team. I don't even think he's in the league anymore.
I don't even know if he's... Eric, if you're listening, 877-881, just make sure you're still alive. Deuce Vaughn.
Not on the team.
Not on the team. And friend of the program, even though he's no longer with the team anymore, Jalen Brooks.
Yeah.
So you've only got right now three guys who are even on the team anymore. Mozzie is a certifiable bust. Scooney is trending in bust territory.
He's looking at tight end four taking a spot.
And honestly, if he wasn't a second-round pick, I thought Rivaldo Fairweather should be on this team before him. And, God bless Demarion Overshown, who is the best and could be a superstar in this league, but unfortunately just can't stay healthy.
Yep.
And that's not his fault because, again, it's not his fault that dude fell on his leg, whatever.
Give me one more. What was the
last clip?
Last clip.
And this might be the mic drop of all mic drops. What might you do with those picks, Jerry?
The other thing that I want to say is we not only gives us four first-round picks over the next 2 years, we not only do that, nothing says we can't use some of those picks right now.
What?
To go get somebody right now. Don't rule that out.
Don't rule that out.
Jerry knows exactly what he's doing, even the way he said that.
Jerry
is for all the entertainment.
Dude, Jerry is the ultimate carnival barker. I love it. I'm here for it. And I'm excited. Tell you what, Jerry's not done. Jerry's not done. And I'm going to tell you something else. And it was something his daughter said in The Gambler that I think is resonating larger than ever. What is it? We'll tell you next. And why this comparison needs to stop. Lots to get to. Find out of the program coming up next.
Don't rule that out.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.